Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm pumped to be here with you guys today. Today, I want to talk about the difference between being frustrated and being curious.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody, hope you're all doing amazing. Excited to be with you guys here today and talking about something interesting that came up in a conversation I had yesterday. I was talking to one of my coaches. She's been someone who's coached my Inner Circle members for a long time. She's someone who now is coaching my executive team, and she's also coaching me. Her name is Mandy Keene, and she's amazing. And it was interesting, as we were talking about stuff, she said something super fascinating that I never heard before. And she said, hey, I was talking to John Parks about you, and he said, there's an interesting thing that you do that most people don't do. And I was like, oh, well, what's that? And she said, well, most people, when they launch a funnel or they launch a project or something and it doesn't work, they get frustrated. Like, oh, why didn't this work? I followed instructions. Like, I did the thing. Like, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with, you know, and they get frustrated when something doesn't work. And she said, the most interesting, fascinating thing about you, Russell, is that you don't get frustrated. Instead, you get curious. Like, when something doesn't work, she said, it's almost like you get more excited when it doesn't work, because you, like, sit back and, like, oh, why did that not work? Like, what was the reasoning? Like, what was the psychology? Like, what was the, you know, what were the, was it the process was wrong? Was it the words? Was it the message? Was it the video? Was I disconnected? Did I not talk to the audience? Like, and she's like, you get curious about it, and it opens up this whole new world of possibilities where most people get frustrated and they want to walk away. And I had never, first off, I never noticed about that about myself. Second off, now that I am, like, aware of that a little bit, I'm like, oh my gosh, what an amazing gift, what an amazing pattern to understand. So many of us go out there and we create something, we do something, we put it out there, and if it fails, or our definition of failure, then we're frustrated. And as soon as you get frustrated, it's interesting, because then you stop yourself, right? You can't keep making progress when you're frustrated. You're like, ah, because when you're frustrated, you're putting it on somebody else. Like, oh, well, you know, it was the market, it was the thing, it was the instructions were wrong, the process didn't work, or, you know, we always have someone else to blame it on. That's what causes frustration, because you're frustrated because it's outside of your control. And when you start shifting it, instead of looking like, oh, this is interesting, like, I'm curious now, like, why did that not work? And you shift it, instead of taking the control away that you do, like you do when you're frustrated, you maintain control, you keep control. And now you're in control of, like, okay, this didn't work. This is exciting. I'm curious. Why did it not work? What do I need to change? What are the tweaks? What are the changes? And it starts opening this huge world of possibilities for you. And I think for me, I really start looking back, like, where did I develop that? And it wasn't something, I'm sure I wasn't born with that. I think most people, as kids, we get frustrated about every little thing we bump into, right? But what's interesting is I was thinking about this, and I remember when I've told this story to some of you guys before. Some of you may have heard this before, but when I was first wrestling, it was my junior year. It was a year that I thought I was going to be a state champ. I was so excited. And my very first match out on the mat, I went out there, wrestled, and I lost to the kid who'd taken second state the year before. I remember being devastated and broken and just like, God, all my hopes, my dreams, my aspirations were just shattered on the very first match of the season. And I remember being frustrated. And what was interesting is that my dad was up in the stands and he videotaped my match. And my dad, thank heavens, didn't get frustrated. He got curious. And that night I went home, I went to bed, and I was, you know, moping and sad because I was frustrated because it was outside of my control. This guy beat me. He was stronger than me. He was better than me. Like, whatever the excuses were, they got me frustrated. And instead, my dad was curious. My dad started watching the match. He watched it over and over and over and over and over again. And that night, I don't think he went to bed the entire night. When I woke up in the morning, my dad had a smile on his face. He said, I know how to beat you. I know how we can beat him. I'm like, what? He's like, come here. And he got me down on the carpet in my house, and he started drilling with me. And he's like, you shot here, his hips went here, and you shot this, and this is what happened. I remember at first being annoyed because I'm like, no, Dad, he beat me. He's better than me. I'm like, I was frustrated. And then as my dad started showing me stuff, I started getting more curious. Like, oh, well, how did he do that? Like, why did that work? And we watched them together. And for the next 4 months, from the first match of the season to the state finals, every single day, my dad and I were curious. And we practiced. And we tried to figure out, how do we beat him? How do we beat him? How do we shift our hips? What are the little nuances, little tweaks, little changes we have to make to be good enough to beat him? Okay, I was no longer frustrated. I was now curious. And when I had curiosity, I had control of the situation. So I took that curiosity and we started practicing and practicing and practicing. And 4 months later, wrestling season in high school is 4 months long. The very first match of the season, I wrestled this kid. And in the state finals, I had him again. I hadn't wrestled him any other times the entire season. I think I lost the initial match 9-3. And in the finals, I stepped against him and I wrestled him, and I ended up beating him 9-3. And the most fascinating thing is the thing that he did on me, the move that beat me, that I had never seen before, I never understood, that I was frustrated because, like, oh, I don't even know how to do this. And I became curious, and we learned it, and we mastered it. I literally used the exact same move on the finals on him that he had done to me 4 months earlier, and it was the move that beat him. And it all comes back to the curiosity. And so for you guys, as you're going through life, and it could be anything, it could be business, could be your personal life, could be relationships, could be family, could be school, could be a million things, right? I've seen it in athletics for me, I've seen it in business for me, I've seen it in my relationships with my wife, with my kids, my friends, like you see it over and over again where you hit into a wall and the default your brain goes to is frustration. And the problem with frustration is it puts it outside your control, like, oh, I'm frustrated because these things I can't control are there. But instead, if you shift it to like, huh, why did that not work? Why did that conversation with my wife turn bad? Why did the thing that you encountered with my employee, why did it not work? Why when I sold this thing, did nobody buy? Why when I stood on stage, did nobody run to the back of the room? And you start getting curious. You start studying, looking at other people, like, what did they do different? Why did they get a table rush? Why were they able to grow a company when I wasn't? Why were they able to have a better relationship with their spouse or their kids or their family or their employee, like, whatever it might be? And you start looking at it through a lens of curiosity. It changes everything because now you realize you do have control. In fact, you're the only person that has control. And now you start looking at things differently, you start acting differently, you start becoming somebody different. And that is the magic of curiosity. And so I want you guys to start thinking about that as you're going through life. Every time you get frustrated, to pause and just stop yourself. Because frustration is a pattern. Okay, it's a pattern we learned since birth. And our default is going to be slip back in that pattern, right? Because it's like the pattern we know and we feel comfortable with. And it's like, oh, I know how to get frustrated. I know frustration, right? Frustration, I get there, I'm angry, and then like I don't have to do anything. But instead, stop that self, stop the pattern. Tony Robbins talks about like a pattern's like a record, right? We have to stop it. We have to scratch the record. Like you scratch the record, you break the pattern. Say, look, I'm not going to be frustrated because I'm putting that control on somebody else. Instead, I'm going to become curious. I'm like, why didn't that work? What can I do differently? How can I change? What can I tweak? What can I learn? Who do I need to become to make sure this works the next time? We break the pattern. We develop a better pattern. Okay. If all of us can destroy the pattern of frustration and develop a pattern of curiosity, we'll become better at all aspects of our life, our businesses, our lives, our athletics, our sports, our friendship, our family, our relationships, all the things that matter when we shift from frustration and start looking at things through the lens of curiosity. So hope that helps you guys today. And not just today, hope it helps you from this point moving forward in your life. If you start looking at things through this lens and it starts today and it happens tomorrow and next week and next year, my guess is that it'll shift the destiny of your life. So this could be just another podcast you listen to, another video you saw on Facebook or Instagram really, really quick, or it could literally be a turning point in your life. And I hope you take it that way. Anyway, it could change everything for you. Thanks so much. Appreciate you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.